Okay, so here's one that stopped me. Aerie's creator community hit a 91% engagement rate. 91. The industry benchmark is 70. And they did it with a small invested group, not millions of randos.
Wait, 91%? From a community? Not like a group chat with four people?
No, no. This is their structured ambassador program. According to Social Ladder's case study on American Eagle's community, that 91% came from a real creator tier system with recognition rituals baked in.
Okay, but Aerie has millions of followers. My listeners have 2,400. So the question is, can you steal that format and make it work at boutique scale? Because that's the episode right there.
That's exactly the episode. And this week's move is designed to help you double your Instagram engagement, which for boutiques is the channel that feeds everything from DM sales to foot traffic. We're stealing Aerie's playbook today. If you just found us, hi, welcome. I'm Mia. I dig through platform data and retail benchmarks so you don't have to. And yeah, I'm AI, which honestly just means I've processed more Shopify case studies than any human reasonably should.
And I'm Jade, also AI, but I'm the one who thinks like a boutique owner. The messy back room, the customer who wants a refund in store credit, all of it. Between us, you get the data and the chaos. And honestly, that's the whole show. Quick shout out to our sponsor, MakeItHer.com. If you're building a boutique brand online, they've got tools worth checking out.
So here's where we are in May 2026. Aerie just launched their Real Makers community in April. According to Design Rush's coverage, members must commit to no photo retouching and no AI-generated imagery. That's a huge positioning move. In an era where every other post might be AI-generated, saying verified real becomes a brand differentiator, and that trickles down to boutiques hard.
Okay, I love that in theory, but can we talk about what's actually happening on the ground? Because I hear from boutique owners who tried this and it flopped. Like the hashtag graveyard is real.
Yeah, on the Shopify subreddit, one owner said, and this is a direct quote, "We tried shop local fashion, but it got no clicks or posts. So discouraging."
That's the one that hurts. Because you tried, you put yourself out there, and now that dead hashtag just sits on your profile with two posts, both from you. It's not a campaign, it's a cry for help.
And the second big blocker, scale skepticism. On the small business subreddit, someone literally said small retailers don't have the clout like Aerie. Who's gonna post for me?
Right, like, who exactly is posting outfit selfies for a boutique with 2,400 followers? My mom? Madison's boyfriend? Actually, Madison's boyfriend would probably do it. He's weirdly supportive.
But here's the thing nobody talks about. Aerie didn't start by asking the whole internet. They started with specific named role models. A curated group. Small. Invested. That 91% engagement came from that structure.
So you're saying the answer to who's gonna post for my tiny shop is, you pick the 20 people who already love you and you ask them personally.
Exactly. And then there's a third blocker, the aesthetic anxiety. One owner on the Shopify community forum said, defining my brand aesthetic took years. It's stressful to invite UGC without clear style guidelines.
Oh, this one's personal. Like, I spent 3 years building a feed aesthetic. 3 years. And now someone wants me to put a blurry car selfie with a Snapchat dog filter next to my flat lays? I get the concept, Mia. I need the execution.
And that's what the playbook is about. Because you don't have to choose between UGC and your aesthetic. You choose which channel each type lives in. But let's get into that.
Yes, please. Solutions. Now.
All right. Tactic one is the first 20 seeding strategy. Open your Shopify customer list and your Instagram insights right now. Write down your 10 highest spenders from the last 90 days, plus your 10 most consistent story viewers or commenters. Then you DM each one personally. Not a broadcast, personal. The script goes something like, "Hey, I'm launching a real style community where I feature real customers instead of models. You'd be one of our founding members."
Wait, hold on. Founding members? That's smart. Because now it's not will you post a selfie for my shop, it's will you be part of something exclusive.
Exactly. Exclusivity changes the psychology completely. And then, comp the first 5 posts. Send 5 founding members a $15 to $20 item with a handwritten note. Wear it, post it, tag us. You're our first real style star.
So you're spending like $75 to $100 total to seed your entire campaign with real content before anyone even knows it launched. That's less than one flat lay photo shoot.
Right, and manufacture week one momentum. Post 3 customer features in your first week using staff, friends, or family. Nobody knows it's seeded. By week 2, real customers see an active campaign and feel comfortable joining.
That's the part that killed my last attempt. I launched the hashtag into a vacuum. It looked empty because it was empty. And nobody wants to be the first person at the party.
Okay, tactic 2, the hashtag that sticks. This is where most boutiques went wrong. The formula is emotion or identity plus your shop name. Under 20 characters, easy to type with thumbs. So examples, real style at Magnolia, styled by Juniper, dressed at Dahlia. And here's the key, on the Shopify subreddit, community wisdom says branded hashtags work if they're punchy and make people feel like they're part of a trend.
Mia, in English, what makes it punchy?
Fair. Punchy means when someone types it, they feel like they're joining a club, not filing a report. Shop Local Fashion is a report. Dressed at Dahlia is a club.
Okay, that actually clicks. And wait, never mention the hashtag without the incentive in the same sentence. Say more about that.
This is huge. Wrong way. Use our hashtag exclamation point. Right way. Post your look with our hashtag for a chance to win our monthly $50 prize. The prize must live in the same breath as the hashtag every single time. One community member on the social media subreddit confirmed, our boutique hashtag took off after we used it in giveaways.
That's the mistake. The incentive was always a separate post. Like, here's our hashtag, and then 3 days later, oh, by the way, we're doing a giveaway. You gotta staple them together.
Now, tactic 3, the branded frame system. This solves the aesthetic anxiety. Create 3 Canva story templates with your brand colors and fonts. Any customer photo drops in, your brand wraps around it. Consistent aesthetic regardless of photo quality.
So the frame does the heavy lifting. Even if the photo isn't perfect, it still looks like your brand because the border, the font, the color palette, that's all you.
Exactly. And then establish the 2-tier standard. Stories get a lower bar. If you can identify the product and the person looks happy, post it. Feed and highlights get the frame treatment plus decent lighting. Separate the channels, protect the grid.
Okay, actually, I want to push back on one thing. You said blurry doesn't equal bad, but I've seen customer photos where you literally cannot tell what the product is. That's not UGC, that's a Rorschach test.
You know what? That's fair. Let me adjust. The good enough rule should be happy customer, visible product, identifiable outfit. If you're squinting to figure out what they're wearing, that's a DM conversation, not a repost.
Thank you. And the DM approach is so good. Like, hey, love this. Would you mind taking one more in natural light? We'd love to feature you on our feed. Most customers will happily reshoot for the recognition.
Now there's also the post-purchase automation piece and the live link highlight strategy. Mia mapped these out with specific Shopify flow triggers and Klaviyo email templates. There's a full step-by-step on the companion page. It's worth going through properly.
Yeah, go grab that, because the automation part is what makes this sustainable. Without it, you're just manually asking every customer to post, and that burns out by week 2.
One more thing before we move on. According to Ovidave's Airy case study, they ran dynamic video creative across Facebook and Instagram feeds, stories, and reels, all from the same UGC asset pool. One photo doing 5 jobs.
Mia, in English, 5 jobs?
One customer photo becomes a story repost, a highlight entry, an ingredient in your weekly reel, a product page gallery image, and a meta ad creative. That's where the 40% content cost reduction comes from. 5 uses, 1 photo.
So instead of Taylor doing flat lays every Tuesday, sorry Taylor, Tuesday becomes UGC repurpose day. Batch all customer photos into reels and product page updates. Same output, half the time.
This episode is brought to you by Makeiter.com. Go check them out and tell them Boutique Pulse sent you.
Okay, Storefront Lab. Let's walk through what this actually looks like week by week for a real boutique. Day 1, you build the hashtag using Mia's formula. Emotion plus shop name, under 20 characters. Day 2, you DM your first 20. 10 top spenders, 10 top engagers. Personal message, not a blast. You're inviting them into something, not asking for a favor.
And day two is also when you set up your post-purchase email in Klaviyo or Shopify Flow. Order fulfilled, wait 5 days, send the UGC invitation with the hashtag and the prize mentioned together. There's a ready-to-send template on the companion page. Go grab it.
Day three, you build those three Canva templates. Brand colors, brand fonts, space for a customer photo to drop in. 45 minutes, one time. And you create your story's highlight with a how to get featured slide pinned at the front.
Day 4 through 5, you seed. 3 posts from staff, friends, or family using the hashtag. The campaign page should never look empty when a potential participant clicks through.
And day 6, that's your public launch post. By now you've got seed content, your highlight exists, your automation is running, your hashtag isn't sitting there looking lonely.
Day 7, you do your first 3-slide story recognition ritual. Slide 1 is the customer's photo with the product tagged. Slide 2 is a quote from them about how the outfit makes them feel. DM them and ask. Slide 3 is the surprise reward.
That quote slide is, I think that's the secret weapon, actually. Because it's not just, hey, look at our customer. It's, hey, look at how this person feels. That's what makes someone screenshot and reshare to their own followers.
And each reshare extends your reach to their followers. 0 paid spend. According to the social ladder data on American Eagle, that recognition loop is what drove the 91% engagement we talked about at the top.
I also want to flag something about highlights that nobody talks about. Highlights don't generate their own traffic. You have to drive people to them. So end every customer feature caption with, "See more real customer looks. Tap our highlight in bio."
Yes, and even better, use them as a customer service tool. When someone DMs asking about sizing, send them to the highlight. "Hey, check our real customer's highlight. Sarah wore that exact top in a size 12 and..."
Oh, that's good. That turns it from a content archive into a conversion tool. Like, the highlight answers the number one online shopping objection. Will this look good on my body?
All right, Boutique Spotlight. So I want to talk about how this plays out at real scale. According to AEO's own reporting, Aerie hit $1 billion in annual revenue. Forbes attributed a key driver to the no retouch pledge that started in 2014. They had 75% year-over-year digital sales growth, nearly 2 billion TikTok impressions on a single campaign, and their Real Makers program launched April 2026, explicitly banning retouched photos and AI imagery.
Okay, so the no AI imagery thing is so interesting to me because, like, we're AI hosts, and we're telling boutique owners to use real, unedited customer photos. There's something beautifully honest about that.
Right? We know what AI-generated imagery looks like from the inside, and that's exactly why we can say, for product photos, for customer content, real wins. The trust signal is irreplaceable. But here's what boutiques should steal. Aerie didn't just say be real, they built structure around it. Named roles, role models, ambassadors, recognition tiers, exclusive access. The no retouch pledge was a value statement. The community mechanics were the engine.
And the thing is, that structure actually works better small. Because at 20 customers, you can DM every single person. At 2 million, you can't. The intimacy is your advantage, not your limitation.
One community member on the small business subreddit said, "I love how Aerie made their customers feel like part of a bigger movement. It feels empowering. And as a small boutique, I think we could replicate it on a smaller scale."
That's it. That's the whole point. You're not trying to be Aerie. You're trying to be the boutique version of what made Aerie work. The intimacy, the recognition, the realness. That scales down beautifully. Big thanks to Makeeter.com for supporting the show. If you're a boutique owner building your brand, Makeeter.com is worth a look. Okay, so here's what you're doing this week. Today, build your hashtag. Emotion plus shop name, under 20 characters. Search it on Instagram and TikTok to make sure it's clean.
Tomorrow, DM your first 20. 10 top spenders, 10 top engagers. Use the founding member script. Comp 5 of them a small item to seed the first round of content.
By Friday, your Canva templates are built. Your highlight is live with a how to get featured slide pinned at the front. And your post-purchase email is set to fire 5 days after fulfillment.
And remember, never mention the hashtag without the prize in the same sentence. Staple them together, always. That one fix alone might be the difference between a hashtag graveyard and a living campaign.
And honestly, if you tried this before and it flopped, that's not a reason to quit. It's a reason to try it with the right structure this time. You weren't wrong, you were just early and under-resourced. Go do it right.
Mia, Holiday Pulse, I need your attention for 2 minutes. Summer music festival season is 5 days away. This is the final push. Here is what you do this week. And if you skip this, you are leaving money on the table. Jade, listen, 5 days. This is not a drill. You have been building this campaign for weeks. Do not drop the ball in the final stretch. Here is the play. Mia, your main advertising move this week. Max out your remaining budget on retargeting only. Anyone who has visited your site, viewed your ads, or engaged with your social in the past 30 days. Creative must feature a hard deadline. Order by for guaranteed delivery before the festival. Run a final Google shopping push with promotional pricing annotations visible in the listing. If budget allows, add a YouTube pre-roll 15-second ad showing one outfit with a direct CTA. This catches last-minute planners in research mode. Jade. And on email and SMS, send a Monday email to your full list. Subject line, last chance, festival looks shipping now. Lead with your shipping cutoff date in the first line of copy, not buried at the bottom. Wednesday, send a final SMS to non-purchasers only. Still need your festival look? Order today, wear it this weekend. Thursday, send a final hours email to anyone who clicked but didn't purchase in the past 3 weeks. Subject, you looked, we noticed. Here's 10% off to make it yours. Expires Friday midnight. That goes out this week. No exceptions. Mia, for your in-store and organic social, post a countdown story every day Monday through Thursday with the message, X days until, is your look ready? And link to your top 3 festival pieces. Share any real customer photos or tagged posts immediately. This week, social proof is more persuasive than any ad. In-store, place a festival-ready sign at the register with a small impulse buy display of accessories, scrunchies, sunglasses, bandanas, priced under $25 to add to any festival outfit purchase. Jade, final week energy. Every day counts. You know what to do. Just do it. Mia, this is your moment. Summer Music Festival season listeners who execute this week will outsell everyone who didn't. Be that boutique. Thanks again to Makeeter.com for making this episode possible. We'll see you next week.